This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
The time is near. I am here with the legend of Colorado sports, Jerry Schimmel.
Oh, I thought you were going to say somebody else. Oh, okay.
Thanks for helping me out.
Yeah, heck yeah, man.
We are going to turn this over to Tanner Schwint here in 1 second. Listen to these fantastic introductions. Yeah.
There we go. These people are drunk. That's all I can say.
Not a lot of confidence. Ever seen to start this off here. It looks like the end of that table is the place to be.
I think so too. I'm seeing different strategies too.
seeing to take the hot dog off the bun and eat it, and then eat the bun with some water. I've seen Joey Chestnut do that.
I think that's the real strategy there. Yeah. That is the idea you want to be.
Yeah.
He looks like he means business. Now we got Brady Hole here at the end. He's really giving it a go at the first. I'm impressed at his effort to start with.
Brady's athletic. He's the most athletic of this group right here. I don't know if that pays off or not. But I look at it that way. Ryan Gary's got the worst body of any of those guys, but Brady is the most athletic, I believe.
Ryan just tried to steal a hot dog from Brady. Yeah, that is an interesting strategy we got here.
All I can say is this can't be good for your body when you're done, right? This can't be healthy.
This is everything a diet hates right here.
Yes, exactly. A diet hates this. Yep. Nutritionists across the country cringe on the 4th of July.
But this is a spectacle that can be undone.
This is pretty funny.
We have some knife and fork activity here. We've got the upper scale versions. We've got the dunking the hot dogs in the water. We have condiments being applied.
Yep, some doing condiments. And we have a female in the middle of that group right there. She's using a fork, which is really interesting. She's cutting up her hot dog.
Interesting strategies, man.
Yeah. And while everybody's eating, Tanner keeps drinking. All right. I'm reading body language, and for some it's good, for others it's not.
There is a couple struggling already early, 2 minutes in here.
We got some head shakers already, like, what am I doing here? Why am I in this contest?
Why have I made these choices today?
Yes, yeah. Bad choice today. I said yes when I was drunk last night. I should not have done that.
Sounded like such a great idea, and here we are in the moment.
But there's some other people that are really concentrating, really bearing down.
Brady looks determined, but he now has the, oh, my gosh, what have I done?
Yeah,
but that's a sizable bite from the man himself there.
Yep.
Brian is going now hot dog, then water, then hot dog, then water.
It's interesting. Brian's got the 5-gallon bucket right next to him just in case he needs it. That's where I would need that thing right there.
I absolutely would as well. That would be worth it. Tanner is trying to hype up Brian. It looks like he's a little behind pace of Brady right now. Brady chewing away, looking at what Brian is doing. I don't know if that's good or bad, but he knows he's ahead right now.
I think Brady should concentrate on his own hot dogs and not be looking at Brian's hot dogs, okay?
I think that's the right idea.
Yeah, it's a good strategy that way.
Oh, no. Oh, he just signaled, I'm not doing well anymore. I was doing great, now not doing well.
All right, what's the lumberjack, the second from the left, what's his name?
Nate Taverner.
That's Nate?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm going with Nate.
Now, Nate is definitely the odds-on favorite again.
Yeah.
He is setting in to eat the most hot dogs that any person has ever eaten before.
Yep. Wow, he uses a napkin as well. He's even courteous. He's got manners.
Oh, he just put the hot dog bun back into the water, trying to get that saliva working. He is determined. But I got to get Antonio in the middle here is the dark horse.
Antonio is the dark horse, I believe.
He is the quiet guy. He's standing up, taking little sips of water. Looks like he's just at a nice, steady pace here.
Yep, I agree with that, Which might be the way you want to go in this thing. Just be steady.
Yeah, I think Brady found out the hard way. I mean, he went full speed going at it to start, and it looks like that pace cannot be kept.
Brady, it's a marathon, not a sprint, okay, buddy?
He 100 Usain Bolted this. He went for the world record in the first 10 seconds. Oh, Antonio, the leader by Tanner Schwinn here. He said he is slightly ahead at the halfway mark here, 5 minutes in.
quiet confidence with Antonio in the middle.
He's literally just staring at his plate in front
of
him. There is,
I think that's what you got to do.
There's no looking around. There's no extra activity. He is just a focused individual.
You can't be vomiting like Brady is doing right now. You can't. No, I'm joking.
Eastside Chris, the Hall of Famer, right next to Brady Hull, taking a look at him saying, what have I done? I came down here to the support. Now I'm sitting next to him. It looks like he has made a bad choice.
Brady's got the look like I'm done.
Brady, I think, has officially almost quit. He looked at Brian. It looks like are they trying to get a plea deal right now? I'll quit if you quit. Oh, now Brian stole a hot dog. He's still going. He is not interested in giving up.
Oh, my goodness. This is one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. I'm serious. This is awesome.
Jerry, did you think you'd ever get to the point where this is what we've come to here?
No. I was just telling my girlfriend, too. I said, this is the first time in 45 years of broadcasting I'm drinking beer while I'm on the radio. That's the very first time. 46 years.
This is what it takes.
Yeah, this is what it takes. Yeah. You got to drink beer to get through something like this.
We've got some motivational speaking going on. There are a couple that look like they're ready to tap out, but the two horses in the race right now looks like it's Nate Taverner and Antonio.
Okay.
Those two have got to be miles ahead of everyone else.
I think so, too. Brady's falling way back.
Two and a half minutes left here, everyone. 2.5 minutes left. Antonio is now the favorite. He has done nothing but just stare at his food, consistently going through it. Brady Hull is now watching the World Cup match on one of these fantastic TVs here. He is now just enthralled with the soccer match, and it looks like the hot dog eating has gone to the side.
Brian just tapped his chest like, I don't know what I'm doing here.
He pointed at the bucket. I don't know if that's good or bad.
No, I think that's bad.
That can't be good. Brian,
it's interesting that it's a 5-gallon bucket, too. It's not just any old bucket.
Ryan Roth at the end here, his 1.5 hot dog prediction is way undervalued. We knew he wasn't giving us the truth. He is way over that mark right now as well. We're down to the final moments here, and Nate Taverner and Antonio are just competing toe-to-toe, head-to-head in something you have never seen before. It looks like the struggle is now getting real, though. The pace has dropped considerably, but still giving max effort.
It's interesting that those two, the leaders, are both standing.
Yeah.
They're not sitting like the others.
Everyone else chose to sit. I think that might have been the key to victory here.
Yeah, I think. Just kind of let those hot dogs roll down your body.
Brian and Antonio, we got 52 seconds left.
One final push here.
Hey, I heard the winner gets $1,000 credit at this restaurant. That's amazing.
Food for a year.
Yeah,
one meal a month. That is an unbelievable prize by Big City Roundhouse here.
Too good.
Now we have an interesting thing here. Brian just took a bite of a brand new hot dog. Do you think he has enough time to get this one down by the?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Eastside Chris just threw in the towel. He said he's done. Brady Hull has tapped out, pushed the tray away, said no more. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Count here. Brady ended up with
4.5.
Brady,
4.5. Abby chose to make a portrait out of her hot dogs instead of eating them. Councilman Roth with five. Impressive. Nate Taverner at 5.5.
5.5.
Six and a half.
Good job, Brian.
Brian Gary, well done.
Antonio.
But the winner, seven hot dogs from Antonio. Seven hot dogs in 10 minutes.
10 minutes. That is pretty impressive.
For everyone that didn't hear that, says he hates hot dogs, just took down the hot dog eating competition.
I think Brady needs a weekend to recover. He doesn't look good.
Yeah, he doesn't look well. Once again, an absolute thank you to Big City Roadhouse here. Michael, let's try to get a break. Let these wonderful competitors take a breather. Micah, get us out of here for a couple seconds. We'll come back with these competitors on the other side. You are listening to the whole show on 103.1, 1310 KFKA.
Did you know you can hear your favorite KFKA shows anytime?
Ooh, anytime that you want me.
Find podcasts of Good Morning NoCo, Coach Speak, and the whole show on Apple, Spotify, or 1310KFKA.com.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Quite frankly, doesn't get more American than what we just saw. I am Tanner Schwint, jumping back on the whole show with the legendary Jerry Schimmel. First time you've ever broadcast a hot dog eating competition.
Correct, yep.
How did you do?
I thought I'd give myself like a D.
A D, okay, yeah that's good.
Yeah, he was carrying me the whole time.
Dustin carried the whole time. Yeah. What do you think, Dustin?
It was less than one num 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 num. Oh. I was too caught in the moment to even do my signature move.
Well, we've got the runner-up of the hot dog eating competition, my co-host of Good Morning NoCo, Brian Gary, joining us for a post-eating interview. How are you feeling right now? It's the first question.
I'm feeling great. I'm ready for dessert. I do need a beer. I asked if they had cheesecake. No, another day, another competition. But, you know, this was one of those where I went to bed last night thinking, you know, I'm just going to show up. I'm going to have a few. My goal is to beat Brady. But then when I got here, what I got, Tanner, was filled with American spirit.
There it is.
And Americans don't quit when a challenge is in front of them. They look at a pile of wieners as if it's a pile of Englishmen that they need to overcome and conquer. And I took care of those English weenies today.
Yes,
and
you did.
I defended America. So 250 plus America. My 6.5 wieners, that's a hell of a celebration.
That I love. Stand beside her and guide her.
Okay, all right, yeah, the champion. Do you want to jump on?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
Antonio,
we got to get the champion.
Here, come on in.
Antonio, good job, man.
Yeah. Antonio, congratulations. You are the first annual hot dog eating champion here at Big City Roadhouse. How does it feel, champ?
Yeah, the lady told me I was the wiener, so yeah, that feels pretty good.
You know, we talked before the competition, and we were throwing a mark of trying to approach double digits. Seemed attainable, but that wall just kind of hits, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, and they were pretty thick dogs, yeah. You know, and the bread was... Oh, it's pretty good, actually.
What was your method? Because I saw you doing, like, a squish to try to get all the air out of the bun.
Yeah, it was more of a mental thing. I figure if I can shrink it down, then my mind and my gut would take it, you know, and it seemed to work.
Absolutely, it did. That's Antonio, everybody.
That is a fine,
great strategy.
Hey, congratulations, food for a year from Big City Roadhouse. Yes.
Thank you, Big City Roadhouse. Thank you, KFKA.
Brian, awesome. Will he be back next year to defend?
Will you defend next year?
Always.
Always. There
always.
It is.
That's a true
That's
champion.
Incredible. That's
that
incredible.
Is a true champion.
Now,
great time, though. And the main thing, Tanner, is Good Morning NoCo has reigned supreme and has taken down the Hall Show with Brady Hall and his Barnacle Micah.
Yes, it is Barnacle Micah. Yeah, he is. That couldn't describe it any better. Now, at what point, that was my question for you, at what point did you realize Brady wasn't going to be your competition?
We were neck and neck through about four.
Really?
And I didn't think that I was going to go. You could see him just hit it, where he just couldn't go. And that kind of got me going. I was hitting another gear. Actually, if we could have gone a little longer,
right.
I was starting to get a groove where I figured out the key is adding the water.
Yeah.
Now, I will never dunk into the water,
right.
But throwing, you can bite a whole one into your mouth, like a squirrel on Red Bull, and then throw in a little bit of water, and it just dissolves that bun. Then you just got to Tylenol all that wiener down, and you're good to go.
No, you made a business decision, though, at the end, Brian. I thought we were going to have to go into a dog off because you got 6.5.
Dog off.
And I had told everybody ahead of time, like, that's the place you don't want to be as the timer comes down. I looked at you and said, you got 25 seconds. Was there a part of your brain that said, to hell with it, let's go for it? Or was it just a business decision, I'm done here?
No, you know when you are filled.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't have swallowed a Skittle, you know, at that point, yet alone another wiener.
Okay, so that's when you knew you were done.
No, well, I reached capacity.
Yeah.
But now that I've gotten up and moved around, we've loosened up a little.
Okay, all right. You're
have another couple.
Yeah,
have some more.
They you got any twigs and berries left here?
Brian, I'll let you go get that beer. Great effort by you here today.
Yeah, Brian. Yeah. Good job, man.
Brian Gary, that was incredible. Sorry, I shut your mic off on accident. Say it again.
Thank you all for being a part of this. These guys are awesome.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. All right, that's Brian Gary, ladies and gentlemen.
Good job, Brian.
All right, from your guys' vantage point over there, because I was going from contestant to contestant, it was hard to keep track of where they were at. And that's when I started asking, and everybody was flashing 3 up, except for Abby from Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. She's the real winner. She's over there just eating it with a fork. She's not eating the bun. I love that. But what do you guys take away from this?
So when I was peering over to try to give my best description of what was going on, I was trying to get the hand motions of who is really trying to stuff the fastest here.
Right.
And Brady Hull came out like Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
And then he finished the race way before everyone else did.
Yes, he did, and not in a positive way.
Correct.
Not in a positive way. 4.5, very disappointing, I thought, from Brady today.
Yeah, I thought so, too. I was looking at facial expressions, Tanner.
Okay.
Brady did not have a good one from the start.
Is he okay, by the way, gentlemen?
That's
what
I was wondering.
I don't see him.
That 5-gallon bucket's gone, and so is Brady. No.
We'll have to figure out where Brady is here. But, hey, I mean, that honestly, Because, like, Brian has always said that. I did a wing eating competition over the Larimer County Fair last year, and Brian's like, it's always the skinny guys you got to watch out for.
Yeah.
And so as you looked up there, like, aside from Abby, it was Abby and Brady who fit that description up there. And so I thought, okay, maybe Brady, but he got nervous ahead of this too, Dustin.
Did he?
I've never seen the man like that. And then he, once the hot dogs got in front of him, it was complete facial. All of the everything went out of him. It was like you saw a ghost. He became white, and then it just
bad body language from Brady.
Bad body language for Brady. Good to see you, Smitty. Appreciate you coming out here. But I was a little shocked by that. Brian actually shocked me though too. Getting that 6.5 mark. I mean, he was a half dog away from being the winner today.
Wow.
I was thinking anybody that got to over 5 was actually doing something.
Yeah.
Because you think 10 minutes is too much time, and then you're like, oh my gosh, that's a lot of time. How much effort do you really want to put into this? They did a heck of a job.
We called it earlier. Antonio was the guy. We said, there's your dark horse. He's sitting up there. He's just in his own world. But let's talk about the favorite, who just took an absolute cramp up there. Nate Taverner from United Way of Weld County. Just absolutely horrible performance.
He got about 4 hot dogs in there, and he started looking like Brady.
Yeah.
I didn't see that out of him. I thought big, huge, strong man, massive beard. There is absolutely no chance that he ever gives up. And it got to him a little.
And here's the thing. If you're going to be up there, AirPods in your own world, little flashy, little performative, you got to perform. And he didn't perform,
he
Jerry.
Did not.
You know you got to perform.
He was the pre-race favorite for me. I'm just going by body size, he's a lumberjack.
He is.
Yeah, and I thought that guy's going to – and he looked like he had good strategy too.
Yeah.
But it did not work out
at one point, he threw an entire – he was taking the dog out of the bun. At one point, he threw the entire bun into a glass of water. I had to walk away. I was going to puke just watching it. I that's just disgusting.
I would imagine the taste of that got to him. Like, he's like, oh, I see them on TV doing that. This is going to be me. I'm going full into it. And then I think he instantly realized that's a terrible choice.
Oh, yeah. Well, and he's like Chris jumping into this competition late. He's walking away with a box full of hot dogs. Like, that's a smart man. He's like, I got free hot dogs for the 4th of July. That's a smart man.
I don't have to cook tomorrow.
He's going to go home and start his preparation for next year. That's what he's doing. Thanks for coming out.
Well
brother.
Done, Eastside
Thanks
Chris.
Thanks for coming out. We do need to get eyes on Brady Hull. This is something
I'm starting to
get worried about because I don't know. Maybe he's dodging the media, Jerry, in your long broadcasting career. Anybody ever try and dodge you after a disappointing performance?
Every game.
Absolutely.
Yeah. When you're embarrassed with your performance, you don't want to talk to media.
No.
You're either in the bathroom throwing up. Yeah. Or you're already gone.
Do we see him?
We do see him.
We see him.
He is at the end of the bar.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to get him over here. So
it is his show, by the way.
It is the whole show.
We're
like, you
doing
can't
his
run
show.
You can't run from your own show.
Yeah.
Let's get a break. Brady Hull going to join us on the other side. It's the whole show.
Yeah.
Right here on Northern Colorado The Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. It's open arms, one nation under
God. It's America. Welcome back into the whole show here, and we have the host of his own show, Brady Hull.
The namesake.
Yeah.
Right here with us. How do you feel, my
friend? Taking a lot of deep breaths, aren't you?
Oh, my gosh. That was stupid.
That was stupid.
Terrible decision that I made. And, Jerry, this is probably an honor because you've called so many great athletes games over the years. To see that was probably something pretty special. Or something.
It was, yeah. It was, yeah.
It was a thing.
You know, the first 2 minutes watching you with the start you had, and I was like, Brady, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint, okay? And then
I was going.
You were going?
I was beating Brian. I felt really good. And then I just hit the wall, as all athletes do.
Yeah,
I hit that wall.
I felt like it was I was back doing like the Bulls, you know, Nuggets versus Bulls.
Very
Michael
similar.
Jordan.
Yeah, probably very similar.
Until you hit that wall, and then I'm like, oh, Jordan got hurt, man, he's done. Brady got hurt, he's done.
It's exactly the same.
Same thing.
Yeah, and I knew it. I heard something pop, and I'm like, I can't keep going because I got a career to think about. This isn't the last rodeo. Although I'll never eat a hot dog
again in your life.
Ever or the same again.
They were pretty good. Shout out to Shamrock for hooking us up. they were pretty good. And then once I got to the fifth one, I think. No, fourth one. It's like, this is the grossest thing I've ever tasted in my entire life. And I'm looking at Brian, and he's just going to town. And it was a rough go.
How was the, let me ask you this, strategy-wise, how did the water fit in with you? Did you just, like, have to take a drink every once in a while, or did you dunk your...
I didn't dunk.
Your,
I didn't,
okay.
I
did, no dunking?
The texture of that would probably cause me to look silly, and I don't want to do that or anything.
I think that's what got Nate Taverner. He tried, and he didn't look the same after he tried it.
My problem was I started looking down the table at people, and I'm really weird. I don't like to have people watch me eat or watch people eat. So why'd I enter the contest?
Yeah, okay.
Amazing idea.
Like you said, bad choices. Drinks. You know, we all make them.
Not so sure. So I look down the table, and I see everybody eating, and I'm like, oh, that's gross. It was bad, and Brian got me.
He got you.
You know.
You had him early.
I had him early.
Yeah.
From the jump. No, you don't have to do the stare anymore, Brian. It's over. He definitely intimidated me.
Do you think you could make any strategy changes to get you more than four hot dogs going forward?
And would you do this again next year with a new strategy?
I'm going to go ahead and say no at this point. Maybe a water contest or something. Just drink some water and see how that goes. Or grapes. I'm pretty good at that.
Hey, we applaud you for entering. All right.
Yeah. Well, Jerry, I mean.
Might not have been a good choice, but we respect it.
Thank you guys for putting I wish I could have heard the broadcast. I'm going to go back and listen.
It was really good. Award
winning.
Oh, I would imagine.
It was special.
We'll probably enter this for this
Micah,
ABA award.
Yeah, make sure you cut every second of that into one epic thing that it was.
I think we will. We should.
For sure, yeah.
The whole the whole show has been epic today.
Thanks, Michael. I hate you. Everything that you stand for.
You don't like your co-host?
Co-host.
He's not a co-host. He's
co-host.
He makes that up. He says it. He's not a. He's barely a board op. I can push my own buttons. Thank you.
Really?
I mean, you're welcome to.
I will probably do that someday.
I gotta remember that line. He's barely a board op.
Barely a board op.
Bye. Barely a board op.
I feel weak. I feel like I
do
ran.
Really?
Yeah. It's probably similar to what you go through with the bike race. With the bike challenges.
Yeah, spent.
Very similar, probably. Almost the exact
same style.
Kind of, kind of competition.
Yep. Except I go ahead and vomit. You haven't done that. So.
No, I do see the bucket. So we might need to have some alone time later on.
Do you think, similar to like Jordan flu game, I mean, he had the flu before the game.
Yeah.
You probably got the flu after the game.
Yeah, it was during the game.
Yeah.
And that's when it's at its worst.
Yeah.
It just hit me. But, you know, we just go back to the drawing board. Now.
What else are you going to do?
Yeah.
You got to just jump back in.
They played well. They played great. Credit to the opponents. They were excellent.
Yeah.
You know, and
that's what you do. You give credit to your opponents.
Yeah.
And you've done that.
Yeah.
You've got nothing to hang your head about.
Yeah.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
Can't be disappointed in that effort.
But, you know, I'm disappointed because you don't enter these to lose. You know, you want to bring it every day. And, of course,
You think you'll need after this, like, therapy, counseling?
Probably just get back in the weight room,
and
train more.
Yeah,
probably just more training, more film study.
Yeah.
Although I don't really know if I want to watch that, but something like that.
Yeah. Just get back in it at some point.
Yeah,
you'll be fine, man.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You're a great athlete.
I wish we could move this food away from my face because it makes me sad.
How about the winner, Antonio, coming in and says he doesn't even like hot dogs?
How do you do that? How do you eat hot dogs if you hate hot dogs?
I
hate hot dogs
now. It's like Michael Jordan saying, I don't like basketball, but I'm still going to be the best at it.
Still going to play it.
Yeah.
I don't know, but that was a hell of an effort by him.
It was.
He just kept going.
Stop. We tip our hat to him, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
So what the great athletes do, you learn, you try to get as much information for next year, and then you try to do your best again.
Yeah, we just got to grow from this.
Yeah,
you know, we got to see.
You know, it's a teaching moment.
And I don't know, it's a contract year, so I talk to my guys. You know, talk to my agent Michael back there. Lord knows what
co-host
looks like. Yeah, thank you, Michael.
He's your agent and your co-host.
He's pretty much my everything at this point. I get to wake up every day and look across at him every single day. It's when you realize you know you made it.
You know you made it.
And then you eat hot dogs.
Well, Brady, remember that I used to say this all the time, and you probably heard me say it. It's like when you're in college, you're an amateur, you give your best.
Yeah.
But when you're a pro, you get the job done. And you didn't do that today.
No, I didn't. And that's the thing. You know, like Kobe Bryant said, job not done. And that's what I felt like on hot dog number 5 was job not done, job not finished. But I was finished, unfortunately. But you know, all you can do is get back to work.
Exactly, yeah.
We were hoping for two parades. We're going to get none.
No, I mean, beating Tanner still, like, in the race, of course, out here at Big City Roadhouse, I'm starting to think I have an issue with doing stuff like this. But that was still the great moment. I think I was just probably resting on my laurels a little bit.
Yeah, probably.
I won such a big race.
Yeah.
Such a huge race.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, everyone was talking about it.
Uh-huh.
And I think I got a little big-headed.
Yeah,
so
I got you.
Next year.
Maybe a shot of humility would not hurt you.
I was delivered some humble pie today.
Yeah, there you go.
They're humble hot dogs.
Humble.
Given the spirit of things.
Humble hot dogs, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we still love you, man, even though you lost.
Well.
It was embarrassing, I know.
I barely beat the chick eating with the fork. So that was tough. That was a hard one to
That's
stomach.
All right, man. You'll bounce back. Yeah. I know you.
You got to bounce back.
All great athletes do.
Yeah. I know you, Bray. You'll be fine.
Well, I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks for the broadcast. Thanks for all your coverage.
Yeah.
We athletes need this kind of coverage that you guys are providing today.
Yeah,
you're
welcome.
It's a spotlight on this.
Least we could do. I mean, we're just you're the athlete. We're just the broadcaster.
Yeah, but you guys need to get the credit you deserve. You put the spotlight on us.
I'm
signing autographs and doing all this stuff because of what I do. And it's you guys, really, that make this thing big.
We sure tried our best. I mean, it was a true effort, but it was as good as we can do, which is an amazing effort.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'll be honest with you. When I walked in, I was overwhelmed by the talent in this room.
Oh.
And like, wow, I've been, you know, baseball, you know, the best athletes in baseball, and I walked in this room like, man, I'm intimidated.
You could feel it, couldn't you? You could just feel the spirit of the athletic competition that was about to get going.
Sure could, especially Brian.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, just
looking at his physique and everything.
Chiseled.
Yeah.
Just the definition of athlete in this kind of competition.
Yeah, no question. Yeah.
In peak form.
Peak form.
Peak form.
I danced with the Devils today, and they were very good. Very, very, very good.
We're still proud of you, though, man.
Thanks, gang.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm going to try.
I'm looking forward to next year at this time.
I'll lie down for a while, maybe. Curl up somewhere and just think about. I took a little walk earlier.
Did you? Yeah. Think about your choices a little bit.
How did it get here?
Yeah.
And still don't know.
Did you come to any conclusions?
No conclusions
no
yet.
Conclusions.
But we'll figure it out, you know, as we go. You know, Bruce Dick back there, he's coached so many great athletes. He knows what it's like.
Yeah, he does.
He even gave you a little pep talk on our way here, right before we were on our way here.
He did.
We'll try to reevaluate.
Yeah.
I disappointed the coach, and that's that hurts.
Yeah,
that one hurts the most.
Yeah, I got you.
Because he invested all the time and
that personal
and
relationship.
Division one football player back there, Miles McLarity, and I disappointed him too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
he was
expecting more of me to put this together. And
Brady, you'll be okay, man.
Yeah,
don't be so hard on yourself.
No.
Okay,
I mean,
bounce back.
Got to keep an appearance.
Yeah. You bounce back.
Get in the journal, write down some notes, think about some pros and cons, what we can do going forward, what Monday is going to look like.
Yeah. Probably just eat a few hot dogs on Monday, just get back on the back on the horse.
Yeah, get back in that weight room and So, okay, you'll be fine, man.
Okay.
Hang in there.
Okay.
We love you.
It's going to be
We love you and the whole show.
Thanks, gang.
Yeah,
appreciate that.
Okay.
Michael, I miss you. I'll see you soon, buddy.
Your co-host?
Thanks, Mike.
Let's take one final break here. This is the whole show on 103.1, 1310 KFKA.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on the whole show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
So there you have it, everyone. What an absolute spectacle here at Big City Roadhouse. One final thank you to, obviously, Big City Roadhouse for hosting us, Shamrock Foods and Prairie Creek for donating all these fantastic hot dogs, Cammy, the fine sales rep, pulling it all together. The competition was just epic. Can't wait for next year. Everybody's going to be moving forward and ready to compete again. It's so special to be a part of these events and thankful to be here. Thank you for listening. This is The Whole Show, 103.1, 1310, KFKA.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.